We welcome you to our service today, whether in the building or on Zoom or YouTube, and thank our minister, Tina Wilson, for leading our worship. The service will include Holy Communion.
Welcome everyone, whether you've been part of this church for years, whether you're visiting, returning, or simply curious today, you are welcome here. We gather as people from different stories, different questions, different gifts and different needs. And today we celebrate the truth that is in God's kingdom. Difference is not a barrier, but a blessing. And our theme this morning is inclusivity, the wide, generous welcome of God, the invitation that reaches further than we expect, and the community that becomes whole only when every person has a place at the table. So come as you are, come with your joys and your worries, your faith and your doubts, your belonging and your longing. God meets us here, and God's welcome is wide enough for all. So let us be called to worship based on Psalm 133. How good it is when God's people dwell together in unity, not because we are the same, but because God gathers us in love. Come, all who seek a place to belong. Come, all who bring joy, all who bring questions, all who carry burdens, all who long for peace. Here, Christ meets us with grace. Here, the Spirit weaves us into one body. Here, God's blessing flows like oil, like dew, renewing, refreshing, restoring. Let us worship the God who delights in our togetherness and calls us into a unity wide enough for all. Amen. We will now sing our opening hymns, which is Come Now Is the Time to Worship and Let There Be Love Shared Among Us. So please stand if able.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of all creation, God who gathers, who welcomes, who delights in every person you have made, we come before you now in gratitude and wonder. Thank you for the gift of this new day, for the chance to pause, to breathe, to step into a space where we remember who we are. We come from different homes, different weeks, different emotions. Some of us arrive with joy, some with weariness, some with questions we can't quite name, and some simply grateful to sit in your presence for a while. And yet you receive us all, fully, gently, without hesitation. God of welcome, you are the one who throws wide the doors, who prepares a table with room for every story, every voice, every gift. You are the one who sees the person overlooked, who notices the one on the edge, who calls each of us beloved before we speak a word. As we gather in your name, stretch our hearts to match your own. Where we have drawn small circles, expand them. Where we have built quiet walls inside ourselves, soften them. Where we have assumed who belongs and who does not, unsettle us with your grace. We confess that we do not always see one another as you see us. We confess the moments when we have been too busy to notice, too cautious to reach out, too comfortable to be changed. Forgive us and free us from the habits that shrink our love. Holy Spirit, move among us now. Open our eyes to hear the voices we usually miss. Open our eyes to recognize the image of God in every face around us. Open our hands to share what we have been given. Open our lives to the possibility that you might be calling us to welcome in new ways. Make this time of worship a place of healing, a place of courage, a place where we discover again that we are part of one body, many parts, many gifts, woven together in Christ. May those who feel unseen today find themselves gently noticed. May those who feel on the margins sense your arms drawing them in. May those who carry burdens find rest in your presence. May those who feel strong use their strength to lift others up. And may all of us together learn a little more of what it means to belong to you and to one another. God of unity, God of diversity, God of boundless love, bless this gathering, bless our worship, and bless us as we seek to become a community shaped by you. In the name of Christ, and bless us as we seek to become a community shaped by your welcome. In the name of Christ, who invites us all to the table, we pray. Amen. Gathering all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, we join them with the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We will now hear our readings from Viv and Peter. Thank you both.
Reading from Luke chapter 14, beginning at verse One of the dinner guests, on hearing this, said to him, "Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him, "Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I must go and see it. Please accept my apologies.' Another said, 'I have bought five yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. Please accept my apologies.' Another said, 'I've just been married, and therefore I cannot come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you have ordered has been done, and there is still room.' Then the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the roads and the lanes and compel people to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.'" And listen for the word of God in this reading.
And now from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 12. And I've been trying to work out whether to do the actions. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. And if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honourable, we clothe with greater honour. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honour to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer with it. If one member is honoured, all rejoice together with it. Now, you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. May God bless this reading also. Amen.
Time.
sometimes Jesus teaches us with stories that feel loud and full of energy. And sometimes he teaches us with stories that feel like this. Quiet. Simple. Like a meal shared on a blanket. Jesus told us a story about a banquet. At first, it looked small, just a few people, just a few places at the table. Sometimes our welcome can feel like that too. Small, familiar, comfortable. But in the story, the host looks around and realises there is room, there is more food, there is more space, there is more welcome to give. So the invitation goes out further to people never expected to be invited. Still the host says, there is room. The food is shared. The welcome grows. Paul tells us that the church is like a body, many parts. Each one needed, even the parts we don't always notice. Everyone has a place on God's picnic blanket. Everyone brings everything. Everyone belongs. The little picnic began with one piece of fruit. Now it's something bigger, not because we rushed, but because we made room. God's welcome is like that. Gentle, patient, always making space, always noticing who is missing, always inviting us to widen the blanket just a little more. To make room for everyone. We will now receive the offertory.
remember that God's welcome is wide and that each of us brings something different to the picnic blanket of this community. Some of us bring time, some bring prayer, some bring practical skills, some bring quiet presence, some bring financial gifts. All of these are needed. All of these are honoured. All of these help widen the circle of God's love in this place. So as we give today, in the plates, online, or simply in the intentions of our hearts, we offer what we have, trusting that God will use it to stretch the blanket a little further, to make room for someone who needs a place, and to build a community where every person belongs. Let us bring our gifts with love, gratitude, and hope. Amen. Inclusivity isn't always about opening the door. It's about walking alongside one another with humility and grace. Now, this hymn that we're just about to sing reminds us that we serve and are served. We give and we receive. And in that mutual care, we discover Christ among us. So as we sing this song next, we offer ourselves again to the shared journey of faith. So please stand if able to sing, "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You." There's a moment in Luke's Gospel when Jesus is sitting at a table sharing a meal and someone says to him, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God." It's a lovely sentiment, a picture of joy, abundance and belonging. But Jesus, as he so often does, takes that comfortable statement and turns it inside out. He tells a story about a banquet where the invited guests don't show up. And the host responds by flinging the doors wide open. "Go out quickly," he says, "into the streets and alleys. Bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame. And when there is still room,
he sends the servants out again. Go to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house may be full. It's a story that begins with polite religious comment and ends up with a radical re-imaging of who belongs at God's table. And then we hear Paul writing in Corinthians, reminding them that the church is a body, one body with many parts, not identical, not interchangeable, not ranked or graded, but interdependent. The eye cannot see say to the hand, I don't need you. And the parts that seem weaker, he says, are indispensable. Taken together, these two passages give us a powerful vision of inclusivity. Not as a slogan, not as a vague aspiration, but as a way of life shaped by the very heart of God. The banquet story in Luke is not just about hospitality. It's about the shocking wideness of God's welcome. Jesus tells this story because he knows how easily we shrink the guest list. We like people who are like us. We gravitate towards those who share our habits, our humour, our background, our comfort zones. We don't always mean to exclude, but we do it all the same. The original guests in the parable aren't villains. They're just busy. They have fields to inspect, oxen to test, relationships to attend to. They have lives that feel full, and so they decline the invitation. But the host refuses to let the banquet become a private gathering for a few. He sends a servant out to gather those who never expected to be invited. The poor, the impaired, the overlooked, the one society pushes to the margins. And then he sends the servants even further, to the roads, to the hedgerows, to the poor, to the people who live beyond the edges of the community. Jesus is saying something very simple and very challenging. God's welcome is always wider than ours. The kingdom of God is not a club for comfortable. It is a feast of the unexpected. And if we want to be part of what God is doing, we must be prepared to widen the circle again and again. Just like the picnic blanket, unfolding, stretching, making room. Paul's image of the body takes this even further. The church is not a collection of individuals who happen to be in the same room. It's a living organism held together by Christ. And in this body, every part matters. Paul doesn't say, try to be inclusive if you can. He says, you are one body. It's not a suggestion, it's reality. And then he names the parts that are often overlooked, the weaker, the less honourable, the unpresentable. In the ancient world, these were the people society hid away. Paul says these are the ones we treat with special honour. In other words, the parts we are tempted to overlook are the very parts that God lifts up. Inclusivity, then, is not about being nice. It's not about being politically correct. It's not about ticking boxes. It's about recognising the truth of who we are in Christ. We cannot be the body without one another. We cannot flourish if some are missing. We cannot call ourselves whole if parts of the body are ignored or diminished. Just like the picnic blanket, it is not complete until every part has a place. The banquet host in Jesus' story pays a cost for inclusivity. He risks embarrassment. He risks criticism. He risks the anger of those who think they deserve a seat more than others. He risks the discomfort of a table filled with people who don't fit the expected mould. But he also discovers joy. The joy of a full house, the joy of unexpected community, the joy of seeing people who never imagined themselves welcome, finding a place at the table. Inclusivity always costs something. It costs time. It costs patience. It costs the willingness to be changed by the people we welcome. It costs humility to admit that we don't have all the gifts, all the wisdom, all the perspectives. But the joy is greater. The joy of seeing the body come alive. The joy of discovering gifts we didn't know we needed. The joy of watching someone realise, perhaps for the first time, that they belong. One of the most powerful lines in the parable is this: there is still room. The servant has already brought in the poor and the impaired, and yet the host says, there is still room. Inclusivity begins with noticing who is missing, who is not here, who feels outside the circle, who has been unintentionally overlooked, who has been told by society, by experience, or even by the church that they don't quite fit. Sometimes the people who feel most excluded are not the ones that we expect. It might be the person who sits quietly at the back. It might be the teenager who isn't sure that they belong. It might be the older person who feels their gifts are no longer needed. It might be the newcomer who doesn't yet know the rhythms and rituals. It might be the person whose life experience is different from the majority. Inclusivity begins with seeing. Truly seeing God's people who has placed among us and the people God is still calling us to notice. At the centre of both passages is the character of God, a God who invites, a God who gathers, a God who honours the overlooked, a God who refuses to let the table be half empty. A God who delights in a body made up of many parts, each one necessary, each one loved. When we widen the circle, we reflect the heart of God. When we honour the gifts of others, we reflect the heart of God. When we make space for difference, we reflect the heart of God. And when we welcome those who have been pushed aside, we reflect the heart of God. Just like the picnic blanket, unfolding, stretching, making room. So today, as we've heard the readings, we are invited to ask ourselves, where is God calling us to widen the circle? Where is God inviting us to notice? What gifts are waiting to be honoured? What parts of the body have we overlooked? What might we need to be stretched, challenged, or changed? And perhaps most importantly, are we willing to be the servants in the story, the ones who go out again and again until the house is full? Because the good news is this: there is room. There is always room. And God is still setting the table. Amen.
we will now sing our next hymn, In Christ There Is No East or West. Prayers of intercession this morning are responsive, so please say, hear our prayer after I have said God of welcome. God, whose love stretches wider than we can imagine, we bring before you the needs of our world, your church and your people. For those who feel on the edges, we pray for all those that feel on the outside today, those who long for belonging, those who carry quiet loneliness, those who have been overlooked, those who have been told in words or in silence that they don't quite fit. Gather them in, God of compassion. Widen your blanket of your welcome around them. Let them know they are seen, valued and held. God of welcome, hear our prayer. We pray for places where difference becomes a barrier, where fear grows faster than understanding, where suspicion replaces trust, where people are pushed aside because of who they are, how they speak, what they believe, or where they come from. Bring healing where there is hurt. Bring courage where there is silence. Bring justice where there is inequality. Bring peace where there is conflict. God of welcome, hear our prayer. We pray for your church in all its diversity, different traditions, different gifts, different ways of worshipping. Teach us to honour one another, to listen deeply, to celebrate the gifts we do not have ourselves, and to make room for voices we have not yet heard. At the start of the week of prayer for Christian unity, we pray for our neighbouring churches, St John's and St Mark's, where we pray for their three priorities for this year, being their building works, growing younger program and serving their community. And we pray for all those here on the prayer board. God of welcome, hear our prayer. We pray for those who carry burdens today, those who are unwell, those waiting for treatment, those living with pain, those caring for others, those grieving, those anxious about the future. In the quiet, we name them before you now.
May your gentleness surround them, your strength uphold them, your peace steady them, and your love bring comfort. God of welcome, hear our prayer. God of the ever-growing picnic, teach us to notice who is missing. Teach us to widen the blankets. Teach us to share what we have been given. Teach us to welcome with joy, with humility, and with hope. Shape us into a community where every person has a place, every gift is honoured, and every story is received with grace. God of welcome, hear our prayer. Gather all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into your wide, generous heart. Make us people of your welcome today and always. Amen. As we prepare our hearts and minds as we receive communion this morning, let us now sing, "Let us break bread together on our knees." What? I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to take this off, and if I have to shout, I will. Did I get well done there? Just to test you're not falling asleep, see? That was equally placed, you know? Jesus was often a guest. He shared many meals with his friends, and they long remembered his words at the table. Though some disapproved of the company he kept, Jesus ate and drank with all kinds of people and showed everyone the love of God. Wherever people met together, Jesus was glad to be welcomed and to be fed. Today, we are the guests of Jesus. He welcomes us, whoever we are, and whatever we bring, and he will feed us at his table, old or young, rich or poor, joyful or in sorrow. Jesus invites us to share bread and wine with him, to remember the story of his life and death, and to celebrate his presence with us today. On the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with 12 of his disciples in an upstairs room in Jerusalem. The gospel writer tells us what happened that night. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread and after blessing it, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took up a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it, and he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will never drink again, drink the fruit of wine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." We are the friends and disciples of Jesus today. He invites us to break bread together, to remember him, and to pray that God's kingdom will come. We bring this bread. And this wine to the table of Jesus. With them we bring ourselves, all that we are and all we own. May the ordinary become holy and heaven be opened to the people of earth. May God be blessed forever.
May God be blessed forever.
God is with us.
God is with us.
We give thanks and praise to God.
We give thanks and praise to God.
Loving God, the world you made is beautiful and full of wonder. You made us with all your creatures, and you love all that you have made. You gave us the words of your prophets, the stories of your people through the generations, and you gathered the gathered wisdom of many years. You gave us Jesus, your Son, to be born and to grow up in difficult times when there was little peace. He embraced people with your love and told stories to change us all. He healed those in pain and brought to life those who had lost hope. He made friends with anyone who would listen and loved even his enemies. For these things he suffered. For these things he died. And he was raised from death and lives with you forever. You give us your Holy Spirit to teach and to strengthen us, to remind us of Jesus Christ and to make us one in him. For all these gifts we thank you, and we join with all your people on earth and in heaven in joyful praise. Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest heaven.
Hosanna in the highest heaven.
We praise you that we are here today around the table of Jesus. We have heard the good news of your love. The cross is the sign of your arms outstretched out in love for us. And the empty tomb declares your love stronger than death. Christ has died.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
Christ will come again.
Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and wine and upon your people, that Christ may be with us and we may be made ready to live for you and to do what you ask of us today and every day to come. We make this prayer through Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the love of the Creator, one God to whom be glory and praise forever. Amen.
Amen.
Please hold on to the bread and wine, and we will share them together. I'm dressing.
Let us pray. God of a love stronger than death, you have given us new birth into a living hope through the gift of your Son. God, with us like a mother, you have fed us with yourself and strengthened us for journeying ahead. God of truth and power, you take our weakness and our sin and refashion us by your grace. Gracious God, may the love which bids us welcome at this table gather all of your children into one, in your eternal presence, whole and free at last.
Amen.
Amen. As we come to the end of our worship, we're reminded that inclusivity isn't something we talk about, it's something we live. It's carried in the way that we speak to one another and the way that we make room for a difference, the way we notice who might be on the edges and gently draw them in. This hymn that we're going to be singing next is a prayer that God would continue that work in us, that we might become people through whom peace flows naturally, people who mend rather than divide, people who reflect the wide, generous welcome of Christ in all that we do. So as we prepare to go out in the week ahead, we offer ourselves again to that calling as we sing this next hymn. Make me a channel of your peace. God, who spreads the picnic blanket wide, surround you with welcome and with peace. May Christ, who invites the unexpected to the table, open your eyes to those who wait for an invitation. May the Spirit, who weaves many parts into one body, strengthen your gifts, soften your edges, and stretch your heart with holy courage. Go now in the grace that gathers, the love that makes room, and the hope that grows whenever we widen the circle. And may the blessing of God, Creator Christ, and Spirit rest upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen.